And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, how do I quiet my noisy mind? We are grateful for your question because it is a question from all human beings. The human mind is like a computer, a problem-solving computer. It loves problems. It loves to solve problems. So its livelihood is about going out seeking for problems, issues, disturbances that it can, like the old idea of Pac-Man, go after a problem, an issue, and gobble it up. We ask you to consider this and to look at how your mind works. As you have seen so many times, when one issue or, quote, problem is solved, another one is immediately brought forward by your human mind. It is never happy, satisfied, content, peaceful. You are asking for peace and joy and ease and love and delight and progress and certainly accomplishment in your life. These are all part of what God brings to you. God is for you. And every idea and whisper and guidance and sense of knowingness that brings you peace and answers and solutions is from God. The highest and best solutions are from God. The mind of God is infinite and all-knowing, knows all things. The human mind does not. And in this non-knowing, it is fearful, it is grasping, it is always feeling that there is something else coming up and must be taken care of or deleted because you would be not safe because of this issue or problem. When we say not safe, we do not simply mean your physical safety, but most often it is your emotional safety, that you would not want to be embarrassed or dismissed or feel guilty or anxious. All of the fear-based emotions that are related to your ego, your personality. The human mind and the ego are holding hands always. And you must know this and see this, that your human ego and your human mind are always trying to protect you, keep you puffed up, keep you, quote, alive, so to speak. And this is the platform. This is their platform. This limits you and keeps you constricted and unable to open up to the goodness that surrounds you and that is a driving force in your life. Goodness, God. So how do you quiet your noisy human mind? We suggest first, when a fear, an emotion arises that is haranguing you and nipping at your heels constantly, that you pause. Stop. And say, hold it right there. Take a deep, deep breath and exhale. And ask God, what is the truth here? What is the fear here? Do I need to do anything here? Or simply give this to you? These requests come from you when you are at the center of your being. So after you exhale, come to the center of your being and ask that which created you, God, for the highest truth in that moment, and it will come forward to you, and the answer will feel calm and quiet, and it will bring you peace. And by the way, this is how you know whether it is the voice of your human mind or the voice of God. Your human mind is like a yappy dog, and it actually disturbs your nervous system. The voice of God gives you peace and rest and comfort. So there you are. And dear ones, this will be a persistent training for you, because as we have said, the human mind is like a whirling, spinning computer, always seeking for problems to solve, for risks to avoid, because it believes it is God and that it knows how to keep you safe. You must surrender yourself and yield to the divine mind which knows all. As you do these exercises this week, you may be horrified at how often the human mind comes in with fear-based issues and ideas. But as you exercise your muscles to surrender these ideas and fears that are illusions truly, they are distortions of the truth. Most often, they are bald-faced lies. As you surrender these to God, it will become much easier for you and natural for you to have a more quiet mind. You will see it for what it is, and you will take care of it immediately. And the moments and experiences of calm and comfort and peace will become more and more in your experience as a human being. We ask you to try this out this week, and we see greater freedom for you from the noisy human mind that you have lived with for so long. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.